Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a Gidin Daf Lamed Beis, beginning of Perek Asher Leach, Perek Revi of the Masechta. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings that even when the husband is running after the Shliach to stop him, the get is still not a get. And Torah explains that the reason is because Dvarim Shebalev Einem Dvarim. Anything that a person has in his heart, that's not Dvarim. And Torah brings the name of Re. That Dvarim Shebalev, the rule is Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim, unless we know on our own, Matzmeinu, we know what this person wants to do. But if we don't know what this person wants to do, so it's something that a person feels, things in his mind, Dvarim Shebalev, he has in his heart some desire to do something, that is called Dvarim Shebalev, that doesn't have any effect. And Tosfos brings a riot to this, from the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun, that a person who does not want to give a get, you force him to give a get until he says, I want. The person is screaming, he's not interested in giving a get. You force him, yeah? You're going to beat him up until he gives the get. What does that help if you know he doesn't want to give the get? So Toys brings a riot from here that you see, Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. The fact that he in his heart doesn't want to give the get, I don't care about that. I care about what he's telling us. He's saying right now, give the get. Even though he's done by force, by coercion, but at the end of the day, he's saying to give the get. And whatever he's thinking in his mind doesn't bother me because Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. We know that the Rambam famously says a different explanation. The Rambam says, specifically regarding this case of someone being forced to give a get, that if Beis Din are telling somebody you have to give a get and he doesn't want to do it, the reason why he doesn't want to do it is because he has a Yetzer Hara. Because his Yetzer Hara is preventing him from doing the right thing. When you force him to give the get, that brings out his true will, his true rutzah. This connects, as we mentioned in the past, where we know that the Gemara already tells us, Ritzuneinu lasos ritzunecha, umi me'akev, se'or shebe'isa. We want to do rutzah Hashem. Every yid wants in the heart of hearts to be doing the right thing. But we say we have a yitzhar that stops us. By basing, forcing somebody, and someone is writing the get with the coercion of Beis Din, that brings out his true Yetzer Toiv, his true real Ratzon, the will that he has in his heart of hearts to do Ratzon Hashem. Tosfos here seems to say a little differently. Tosfos says the reason is because Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. I don't care what he has in his heart. I just want to know what he's saying out loud. But you do have to get to the concept of the Rambam, even according to Tosfos. Because Tosfos adds that anything that we know matzmeinu, anything that we know from on our own, what this person wants to do, so even if he did not verbalize it, it's still going to be something that we consider. That's what Tosfos concludes and says, anything that we need to know on our own, what this person is saying, that is considered to be a giludas, something that we know, that's not, we don't look at it as Dvarim Shebalev. So here, one can ask, this person doesn't want to divorce his wife. Why don't we know on our own he doesn't want to divorce his wife? So the answer is no. We assume, matzmein, on our own we assume, that every person wants to do the right thing. This person doesn't want to do it. So therefore, when you force him, so he's not able to verbalize his Dvarim Shebalev, it stays Dvarim Shebalev. And it's not something that I know on our own, because we know, we assume, that every person wants to do the right thing, similar to what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, really, we want to do the right thing. Just the Yetzer stops us. So we force him to bring out the real Yetzer Toif. According to Tosfos, the pshat is that because we assume everybody wants to do the right thing, therefore, it's not considered to be that we know Me'atzmeinu, something we don't know on our own. And that's why it's considered to be Dvarim Shebalev, what he's thinking in his mind, and it doesn't disturb the ksiva of this get. So it comes out that according to the Rambam, and according to Tosfos, according to both, they both use the idea, the concept, the Ritzuneinu lasos Ritzunecho, that the true will of each Yid is to do Ratzon Hashem the way it's revealed according to Chachamim, according to Beis Din. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.